Welcome to the Greek Life Podcast, a podcast about fraternity and sorority life in North America. My name's Matt, and I'm a fraternity veteran, and it is my goal to help you grow and improve your chapter, as well as keep you up to date on all the important trends happening in Greek life today. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Today, my conversation is with Sebastian, a fraternity man at Kennesaw State in Georgia. What's unique about his experience is the fact that not only is Kennesaw's Greek life community tiny, he's also a leader in a colony, not a chapter. Every one of our chapters began as a colony, and my conversation with Sebastian details the unique struggles of being in a colony, in a small community, and what it truly takes to build a culture and a fraternity. This is a journey the founding members of your chapter took, and I'd like to think our conversation sheds light on what your brothers and sisters before you might have endured to build your chapter. Enjoy the interview. Welcome to the Greek Life Podcast. Today we have Sebastian from Kennesaw State. Sebastian, welcome to the podcast. I wanted to first start by asking you, tell me a little bit about your school. Tell me a little bit about your colony at Kennesaw State.
Perfect. Yeah. Nice to meet you, Matthew. Well, there's many things that I can say about Kennesaw. The first thing I would say is that we are a small campus that it's right now in the process of growing into being a small college in the 90s, just being a college to being a university with two campuses with literally in two different cities of the one in Kennesaw, one in Marietta. We have the Kennesaw campus, which is our main campus, and then we have our Marietta campus, which was just an addition that we had in 2017 or some year like that, I don't quite remember, which came from a merger with another university. We have a small Greek population of around 3% of the student body population. Yeah, we are small community, but still really close. I would say I pledge my sophomore year, so last fall. We're a colony chapter, so the recruitment process was kind of different. It was more corporate like. So we had our CDC, which is our chapter development consultant. He started the chapter here in Kennesaw State and just started recruiting a COB, continuous open bidding, just kind of reaching out to different organizations. At the time, I'm an international student from Venezuela. So on my freshman year, I joined an international students association, which my sister was a part of, and she invited me with the rest of the executive board of that organization to join the executive team in my freshman year. So I did that. And then once it came to sophomore year, Brian, he was our CDC for last year for the entirety of our first year as a colony. He went to one of executive meetings. He just wanted to recruit international students. He wanted to kind of have a change in Kennesaw's community, which is very much needed. I feel like Kennesaw's community goes a lot towards the stereotypical. However, it does have a lot of good things about it. All of the organizations I've seen, they all care about their philanthropies. They all care about supporting each other. It's sometimes hard because we're small chapters. Like, I think the largest sorority chapter has 130. We're all small chapters, and we also don't have chapter houses. So we all live off campus. Some of them have managed, some of them don't. So it's kind of hard to mingle with each other per se. But yeah, it's been a great experience so far. Being a colony, it really opens your eyes to different perspectives of everything that it has to do with Greek life. You really cannot go with the typical stereotypical eye of, oh, you're going to go to parties, you're going to go to conferences like this. Everything that is common on fraternities changes completely when you're in a colony. You're starting everything from the bottom. You are building up a foundation. Sometimes you're going to hit a lot of roadblocks. And one of the main differences that I see between an active chapter and a colony chapter is that colonies, we don't have someone, an alumni to look for and be like, hey, can I ask you, like, can you give me some advising here? We're just all of our own on our own. We have our advisors, which honestly, our advisors here in Kennesaw are fantastic. I absolutely love all of them. I have a really good relationship with every single one of them because they really do care about the chapter, do care about our brotherhood, and really do care that we our goal right now is just to get our charter, and we're working towards that, and all of our advisors are just working with us.
So you spoke a little bit about how it wasn't necessarily the typical or stereotypical fraternity experience that you might have been expecting or you might have thought of. Was that a surprise to you coming in and learning about this colony at Kennesaw?
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise. I didn't know what eye to look at it with, because Beta was a new chapter in Kennesaw. Nothing on it. My freshman year, I was not interested in Greek life. I really didn't see myself in it. But if I know something about my CDC, is that he has really good convincing methods. So when I had meetings with him privately, it was just, I would say fell in love with it. I was like, this is the experience that I've been looking for. I was looking for a challenge that I really had no idea what was it about. I just wanted to search something new. And being a part of a colony really taught me that. It really opened my eyes to not see it with the stereotypical form. Like, I didn't know how to look at it, to be honest. Like, I honestly had ideas of what could have happened. What could I do with this? Like, what is going to happen? But at the end of the day, I really didn't have like someone telling me this was my experience with Greek life. In this chapter specifically, it was just someone telling me this was my experience in a chapter in Kansas, in Wichita State University. And I was like, okay, well, this sounds fun, so I guess I should do it.
So are there any challenges? You mentioned that your school is only about 3% Greek life, which is incredibly small. Are there any challenges with that when it comes to recruitment or just being a fraternity on campus, trying to get people to your events? Do people know Greek life exists?
Yeah, so there's a lot of challenges about that. And one of the things that you mentioned was recruitment. Recruitment is our biggest challenge for all of the chapters I've noticed. Like, it's hard for us to recruit members. Like, this past semester, IFC had the chance to surpass CPC. So usually CPC gets around 300 PNMs. This time they got around 150 or 200, I don't know exact number, and we got around 300, which was incredible. Like, we were not expecting that at all, and it was super great to know it. But honestly, it's hard. Like, having to represent your chapter when you don't have a chapter house, when you can show at least something that represents you better, it's kind of hard. The events, since we don't have even like a squad, Greek quad, we don't even have like a place where we can throw events at. It's everything on campus, and sometimes we don't have the resources on campus to do the events we want to do to showcase our chapters. It's kind of hard to come up with events that are just in a green space in or grassy space, and then you're just like, okay, let's just do a poker night, or let's do a cornhole tournament or a spike bowl tournament. And then when it comes to the students, I honestly don't know how to see it, because Greek life is known in Kennesaw. Like, we're always out there. Like, we showcase ourselves a lot. But at the same time, there's students that just don't know or don't want to have to do anything to do with it. Like, they're just like, no, that's not for me at all whatsoever. Like, that's the common theme in Kennesaw. You don't see people being interested in Greek life. And then there's a small portion that is like, oh, well, I've heard about it, but like, I don't think I want to do it. And then they try it and they love it, which is, I would say, a lot of people that are in Greek life in Kennesaw. Like, we have our formal recruitments, which always go successful for all the chapters. But then I see chapters, especially sororities and some fraternities, succeed more in COB, just because it's easier to showcase our chapters, kind of just what's our culture, what it's like to be in our chapter, what do we want to sell you, basically, for you to join, because this is a lifetime commitment. This is just not our college life. Some of us are committed after graduation, so it's hard on it. And when you don't have a community, that Kennesaw community, that you can showcase it easily, it's kind of hard to just sell it in 1 week in formal rush. Just be like, yeah, this is our chapter, this is what you should join us. And then I've had meetings with PNMs and they would be like, yeah, like, I need more time to think about what chapter I should join. We have 13 chapters, 13 fraternities, 8 sororities. And like, when I was talking with some PNNs, I wasn't even trying to convince them to join my chapter. I was just trying to help them out, because it was a long process. Like, I came to notice, like, our formal recruitment is so much in so short time that we were like, okay, let's see what I can help you with. But I did notice a lot of that in the PNNs. They were like, yeah, I need more time to kind of see other chapters, see what I where I fit the most, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of fraternity life, but I think one point of criticism I would have with how things kind of operate in terms of recruitment is, like you said, it's a lifetime commitment, and PNMs, a lot of them are freshmen in college. They're coming in and they have a week, 2 weeks to try to find their lifelong membership. It's kind of like crazy if you think about it.
Yeah, it's a lot on them, and it's a lot of stress. Right now, our new executive board for IFC, we have a new VP of recruitment. He's a Delta Sig. And honestly, he wants to take it that turn, like kind of help the PNMs more, be more, had that advice for them that they can join whatever they want, and like guiding them through the process so that they know which chapter to join, even if it's just in a short week, giving the chapters the most resources they can so that they can promote their chapters as much as they can. What are we? Why should you join? And then giving that chance to the PNMs to be guided and be like, okay, this is why you should join Beta Theta Pi. This is what you should join Theta Chi. This is what you should join Delta Sig. So that they are clear from the beginning, or kind of well guided to their choices.
Yeah, I think that's great. We were talking before the interview that you are the vice president of education in your fraternity. How has that experience been? What did you take away from it?
Oh, that's a really great question. So honestly, when we were selecting since last year, it was kind of weird to learn VP of education. I wasn't super interested in it. I didn't know what to do with it because I am a biology major. I have nothing to do with education. I didn't see myself doing it, but then I kind of sat and thought about it. And I was like, wait, this is something that I might actually enjoy. I like guiding people, just being their guide, offering advice as much as I can. And then this past year, again, like I told you, being a colony chapter, you don't have where to hang out, like kind of ask an alumni, be like, hey, can you help me out? Kind of as the previous person that was in the role, it was more just like playing with the ball, just kind of playing around saying, okay, does this work? Does this not work? Like kind of see where can I go with it? And it took me a lot of learning it helped me, I would say mostly, for me to become a facilitator myself. Like, thanks to all of this experience, I've been able to facilitate not only conversations with my new members, but also with my brothers. With my active brothers, I've been able to do transition retreats, workshops, inner chapter, you know, as well as I know that we have our beta roundtable, and kind of facilitating that conversation with them has been always helpful. And every time my president had an activity to do with the chapter, he always ran it by me, kind of just, hey, does this look good? What can we do from it? I also learned how to make close relationship with my brothers, especially the new members. It's kind of, you're kind of mandatory to make a close relationship with them. You're spending the most time of their pledge semester with them, kind of guiding them through a process, making sure they know that they made the right choice, and teaching them so that they know they love it as much as we do with the active members, which we do absolutely love it. We put everything on dedication and on passion so that I can pass that down to the next pledge class.
Education is such an important position, I think. You know, pledges come in and maybe they're not fully set on the fraternity, the whole fraternity thing, or they're not sure what they're going to get out of it. And I think it's really left up to the education guy to help transition them and like lock them in for life, because as we were saying, they didn't have much time to pick beta or another chapter. Are there any unique or funny experiences or stories that you've had with your brothers maybe in the past year that you'd like to share?
I would say one of my favorite moments was semi-formal. It was the time for us to relax. We had a rough semester and we had to plan a lot. So semi-formal just gave us a chance to relax. And even though two of us were just planning everything on it, we were still relaxing, we were still having fun, and we make really cool memories with it.
That's great. Why was it such a rough semester for you?
So me personally, I went through some challenges going from the spring to the fall. Meekly, I kind of had a lot on my plate and I didn't know how to control it. I kind of had to do a lot of processing, kind of reinventing myself of strategies to keep my grades up and make sure everything was okay, keeping check my organization, which I'm president for International Students Association now. So I had to keep that in check, keep my new members in check, and can help everywhere else I had to be there. Like, I had a lot of commitments, so it was a lot of reinventing myself.
That's all I got for you, Sebastian. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. You can check out and follow our Instagram at Greek Life Podcast and look at our website at GreekLifePodcast.com. Episodes are going to be coming out weekly. I hope you enjoy this experiment so far. Stay tuned.